God bless you. You want to take your seat tonight? Hallelujah. What a blessing to be with you tonight. Bishop Freddie, you made me just wish I was at one of your crusades. Yeah, I thought it's a good place to put your hands together. Amen. Hallelujah. Preparation, preparing the message. When your message is not interesting, it is word of God, but it doesn't win souls. Wow, I have heard him preach this before, but it's still very fresh and interesting as I listen to it again. Hallelujah. May it be so. May that be your story. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just want to salute all the men of God. God bless you so much for being here tonight. And I want to just thank you also for coming. And as you have come, I know that the Lord is doing something special. Amen. Are you there or you have traveled? I know that time is far spent, but let us allow the purpose of God to work. Is that okay? I said, is it okay? Because this instant generation, you have been drinking instant tea, you have been drinking instant coffee, you have been drinking instant everything. When you come to the house of God, you are looking for instant. But I beg you, God is not moved by your instant things. He will do what he's going to do. Are you there or you have traveled tonight? Amen. That doesn't mean we are going till midnight. But what I'm saying is, allow the Lord. Amen. Allow. Tell your neighbor, allow. When you were an unbeliever, you used to be able to be awake all night. Some of you, even now, if it's a film, you'll be awake. It's only in the house of God that you bring your sleeping. Hey! Please ask your neighbor, is it you they are talking about? Or they didn't come to church today. Hallelujah. Amen. We're moving on in our story, and I had made some promises to talk about something tonight. I should have known that the Lord was doing his own thing. So you let us allow. Amen. And I'm going back tonight to the subject of Anakazo. Yesterday night, I started sharing with you on Anakazo, and we used the scripture from Esther, where you can see that in order to become the savior of her people, she needed to use anakazo. Are you there? And some of you, okay, if you don't know the meaning of the word, let's go to the scripture. Luke chapter 14. I believe I read it yesterday, but I'll read it again. I'm starting from verse 16. Help me on the screen. Luke 14:16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, just continue, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it, I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them, I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. The Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Hallelujah. Now, this scripture, in fact, that is what this little book is all about. And that word in verse 23, Luke 14:23, compel them to come in. Compel them. So the man had gone out once, the servant had gone, heard excuses, gone out again, brought some people, and the master was sending him go again. And then he uses a word, compel them to come in. Compel them to come in. That word there, compel, is the word anakazo. Please, is that a young lady sleeping or a child? Semabo. Is a child. Okay, she can sleep. A child can sleep, not a grown up. The child, her sleep should even be peaceful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word compel has several meanings. And that is the word, the Greek word anakazo, the title of this little. If your bishop wants to have a good service, he is dependent on different things. He is dependent on the ushers to do their work. What kind of usher are you? It's just a question. I don't know the usher. Yeah. It's just a question. Yeah. The kind of usher that you have in the church can drive people away. Yeah. Can drive people away just by the way they receive people. Are you there? Yeah. You see, I'm weighing my words. You can see that I'm weighing my words. I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to say what is on my mind or, or whether I'm going to cook a polite sermon for you. You know, by the grace of God and because of the work that we do, we work with our Father's books, and so we move all over the place. And there are times when I sit down and I ask, what do you think you are doing? What do you think you are doing? How many of you have gone to a concert before? You were an unbeliever. You went to some music program. When you went, did you hear the kind of feedback we get in church? Did you hear it there? How come? When we come to God, we won't even bother to learn the equipment that we have. So that, oh, you see, you are getting, don't worry. It's the same battle in my church. Yeah. Something in our mind says that if it is for God, it can be eko-keke, anything. Anything. It will do. Hey. Do you know I carry my instrumentalists around with me? These people, they all have jobs. They work. I carry them around with me because when I go from place to place, I find instrumentalists who have sat down. The man who made the song has an original, but you are playing what you can hear. That's why I asked you whether I should give you a polite sermon or I should enter. I don't know. I'm sorry. You see, I'm only asking you what kind of supper you have been making. The person who made the song, if you cannot conquer the original, please don't give us your encomiums.
Thank you. If you cannot conquer the original,
let's see. Don't give us your encomiums. I remember one Sunday. No, it wasn't a Sunday. It was a prayer meeting. And Salasi was leading that prayer session. And then he raised the song. And another set of instrumentalists were there. And then the drummer was playing something. And as he played, I had entered the spirit. I came out. And I picked up my phone. And I texted the person who is leading. I should have left him to lead in peace. And I texted him and I said, Selassie, the drum is wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Jesus, you got to help me tonight. Because it's the totality of what you put inside that makes the soup. But because we are coming to God, we think we can come anyhow. We have singers who will not learn the words. They'll come and chew groundnuts on the stage. Don't worry, they are not in this church. That's why I told you that. I beg you, I'm just using the obvious examples. Hey! But you want to make a great supper. You can't have too much salt. You cannot have too much pepper. You can't. It's going to spoil the thing. And I find that because we don't have a certain, you see, you need an akazo to do the thing well. You need to compel yourself. That's why I started telling you yesterday. The first person you must an akazo is yourself. If you are going to learn the song like the original, I tell you, you have to rehearse. But because rehearsal is 2 o'clock on Saturday and you arrive at 4:30, you don't have enough time. You want to end and you want to close. Mercy. Hey. What kind of a supper are we making? Hey, it's just a question. A certain man, just anybody, whatever you are going to do, it has got to be good. I've gone to some places, I've seen the dancers, and I want to clear them off the stage. Clear them off. Do the work. Do the work. Souls are perishing. Do the work. Then you see some. Do the work. Do the work. Souls are perishing. Get off the stage. If you will not do the thing, if you won't dance the dance, sit down. The dance is danced with energy. If you don't have the energy, you don't have the zeal, you are boring, and we are it doesn't work in the supper. It doesn't work. I thank God I haven't seen your dancer, so you won't say that it's you I'm talking about. I'm just sharing with you the different ingredients. Are you in the house? And it is a fight. It is a what? A fight. In my church, I have 5 teams of dancers. Oh, yes. Every day, in fact, we have a page. By the time they get off the stage, they know what we think of the dance. Oh, yes. Instant. In fact, they will be dancing when somebody will go on that page and say, "What is this?" It's the same page. When they do well, they'll come and say, "Chale. Beautiful feet, 4 marks. Yeah. And we have been at it for years. Do you have an akazo or not? Some of you, as soon as we talk, you say your head, stop it, stop it, just stop it. Stop it. If you don't want us to talk, just do the right thing. Stop it. Hey. My Kama Sunday. Are you in the house or you have traveled? I'm asking you whether you want a great supper or not. And I tell you, if you don't back down, it will work. It will work. Recently, when UTAG went on strike, the young people were in school. I have 2 services. One is just campus people. The second one is town people. Both services have their dancers. So as the UTAG went, the children, they couldn't go home because exam was just about coming. So if we go, we don't know how it will be. And I began to think to myself, these young people, if I don't give them something to do, very soon, you have heard them. You see, they're telling me this weather. Before I'm aware, trouble has come. So, one Tuesday, we had a Tuesday prayer. Then I said, Friday, it's not Boogie King, but we're just going to have a dance program. I said, we won't call it Boogie King because it wasn't organized that way. Just to give them something to do. They heard it on Tuesday. Yeah, I said what? ABRC has got talent. Yeah. Anything that you do, you are trying to win souls. But we didn't have time to prepare. Tuesday, Friday. I'm talking about the people we have blasted for about 4 years. Are you here?
Yeah, yeah.
They put up a show that we now. I said, what? They gathered a crowd of about 1,200 people. Just like that. In 3 days. And they did all night. All night. Half a day. All night. All night. This, that. And at least we got some 30-something souls from the altar call. Are you there? But it didn't come by a crocro. It didn't come by saying that, oh, you are very good. Oh, it's nice. No. It came by refusing to accept mediocre things. Why are you accepting mediocre things? Why? When God created the temple, I told you I was enjoying my transform again. He said, make the thing gold. Rehoboam was too known. He went to talk. So Shishak came and raided the gold, and the man went and brought bronze. I tell you, no matter what you do on this earth, gold and bronze will never meet. Gold is gold and bronze is bronze. And every day we come into the house of God and we are bringing him, well, some of you call it Cooper. That's bronze. I'm talking to some people tonight. I thought you said you want to do a great supper. The way you are quiet. You see, if you don't correct it well, when you go on your evangelistic meeting, it will work. In my church, when we want to do a crusade, we don't sweat. And the reason why we don't sweat is that we have sweated before. We just catch one of those groups. We don't even need all. And we just go to a place. When they start to dance, the crowd that they will gather, then we preach. We used to struggle to get a crowd. Go to an area, knock on doors, door to door. I'm not saying don't do. We still go. And we still send some flyers. But when we arrive, we know what to do to catch the people. One would have thought that when the dancers finish dancing, everybody will go. They don't go. They stay. Yeah, they hear a message. Ask your neighbor, what kind of supper have you been cooking? Hey, you want people to come and feel comfortable in your church? They don't know our songs. So if you don't project the song well, they can't follow. Are you tensions? Tension about. Oh, yeah. In my church, as soon as there's a delay of half a second, somebody will fire a text. Oh, yeah. Eish. You'll be there. No, you just see my hand in the air. What are you doing? And I thought I was wild, though. I thought I was wild until Bishop Ogo paid my church a visit. We were having this conference in my church, and the minister was singing. And on day one, he could hear that, and he said, hey! And he got up. I said, Bishop, I beg you, I beg you. And then he sat. But on the second day, when I saw him stand, I didn't stop him. And he walked right to the front of the room. What do you think you are doing over there? He stopped the music. What do you think you are doing over there? Can you not hear the discord? What is wrong with you? Pull out the hair. The people were serious. I'm not. But if it were some of you, yes, more than we say we are coming to serve God. Look at what they are doing. They are just insulting us. Why should God collect your baller? If you won't do the thing well, why should God collect your baller? Will you give your baller even to your MP? Will you give your baller to your regional minister? Will you give your baller to the president? How much more the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Most High God? Why should he collect your baller? Why? Hey! Your DC cry, you will not give that one. But God... Then we just come, bola. Some of you who preach, you won't even open the thing. Please, weekday service is what? Wednesday, the branches or what? Wednesday morning. Hey, Charlie, today I have service. What am I going to preach? What are we preaching? They say we should preach what? Even the fact that you are asking somebody the question like that, they say, even that, who say, you have now woken up there, you are now going to organize your preaching. No wonder your church is not growing. I said, no wonder your church is not growing. A child cannot grow from that imbalanced food that you are bringing. Hey. Are you in the house? We are just talking about a great supper. To make a great supper. Your word, you live in it. You come sure. When Bishop Freddie was preaching, you are sure that he didn't. It's not today he came to preach this. Obviously. He even told you, he said, rehearse it before the mirror. Rehearse it.
But some will not do anything. You won't rehearse. You are so boring. Recently, I got a text. I sent somebody to a branch. Do. The thing was not doing. Do. It was not doing. And then somebody else went to visit the person. And I got the verdict. It is so boring. Immediately, I gave the person quit orders. After he doesn't know why I asked him to move. But he's a very nice brother. It's 101. Like the, it has nothing to do with liking. No. It must work. I said, it must what?
It must work.
Choir, you want to be a choir that will bring down the anointing? You cannot take us where you have never been. So it is only how much you have been in the presence of God that is what you can bring to us. Hey, and not only your leader. Sometimes the leader is moving, but the people behind. I had some group of backers. I didn't know whether they were cassava sticks that we have gone to uproot and just put them. Oh, the leader will be leading. Oh, Banchediano Mujinaho. It was not easy. You are great people. Put your hands together for them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm saying that if we want to win souls, that supper is important. What is in that supper is very, very, very important. Because, please sit down. Nowadays, it's not like before. There was a time when there was not so much exposure to internet and other things. So people accepted anything. It is not like that today. Are you in the house? It is not like that today. And so when you start, you see, that was why I made the comment about the song Adum. I don't know, this song came out when? 2020 or 20. Last year, 2020. And you notice that if the words are not there, many of us cannot sing it. Because we are stuck with Danase, Danase, Danyame, Nase. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. However, it may not do what you want it to do. One night, I went to have a convention. It wasn't a crusade, it was a convention on a university campus somewhere in Kumasi. Our church was not a big church there. The gathering there was small. And I was there on the Wednesday and on the Thursday and on the Friday. All the music was music from 19 Baby Who. Oh. Somebody should give me a song from 19 Baby Who. What? You see, it will work for your Christian gathering, though, but it will not work for the supper you want to capture people. Or you don't understand the difference. I finished my convention. When I came out, this campus was a campus that people felt everybody here is old, everybody here is a mature student, everybody here. When I came out, it was a Friday night. All the street lights on the campus were on. Then I saw these people all dressed in white, and they were standing. It was my first exposure to hoverboards. I'd never seen a hoverboard in my life. And I watched these people on the hoverboards going up and down. One of the guys with me asked them that, what's going on? They said, oh, tonight is party night. And they were on the hoverboards. As I sat in my car, the tears began to fall. I said, Lord, my church on this campus is irrelevant. Totally irrelevant to these unbelievers. The supper that you have cooked, they will eat. I said, the supper you have cooked, they will eat. I knew immediately, for as long as we continue with those songs, they won't come. Ish. Charlie, I should move on with my... Pastor, so what are you saying? You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Paul said to the Jew, I come as a Jew. To the Gentile, as a Gentile. So that I shall by all means save some. Save some. By all means, let us keep our church music. You know, like our hymns and stuff. We enjoy them. We'll sing them. But for goodness sake, when you begin to start to go out there, you better have some alternatives. This song that we just sang, they understand it. They will listen. They will sing some. They will sing some. Are you there? Maybe you will not agree with me, but I have some rappers in my church. You people cry. You are old people. You can't play Nana Yao songs. You can't play. Church boys, you can't play. I wonder. Are you attentious? You see, you may say that. What is this thing that you are bringing? The point I'm making is that the young people out there that you want to catch, that is the language that they speak. So I have some saved, sanctified rappers in my church. They rap in English, they rap in Chi, they rap in tongues, they bring down the message. Oh yeah. And when we are going to certain kinds of places, we have to go with them. One time, many years ago, I said we were going to do an outreach at a certain place. We were going on the first, you know, you go to invite people. When we open the door, when you open the main door, the smell of wee catches up with you. So as we went through to invite them, I told my people, I said, you know, up until that time, when we are going on such a program, the singers will go first. I told them, I said, we will never get these people with the songs we are singing, because Jesus is the answer. I said, it's a very nice song, oh. It's very correct, oh. But these weed drinkers, these people. So, at that time, I didn't have so many dancers. So I went to our church on campus, and I said, please, add some dancers to my dancers. And they added them. Then I had two bad boys who had been saved. They had given their lives to Christ, and they were rappers. And they used to rap a song, How Satan Has Lost. So after the dancers had danced for a full hour, then these guys came to rap. I tell you, we had a harvest. I said, we had a harvest. Because suddenly somebody was preaching in a language that they could understand. They realized that people as bad as us have given their lives to Christ. Are you in the church tonight? What supper are you feeding? It's very, very important. In the same way, if you go into certain local places and you go with those kind of people, it will bounce fully. It will bounce fully. They'll ask you whether you are Christians at all. So you must know whether you are cooking for a baby or for a toddler or for an adult or for a Chinese man, and you must prepare your supper accordingly. Hallelujah. Hey. My people, please, you just play my music for me, okay? Thank you. Hallelujah. And so I'm saying to you that right in the first chapter, I'm just staying on the scripture. Amen. As an acaso person, prepare your supper carefully. Where are you going to go? What kind of program are you going to have? Dennis, do you have my pictures ready? Because
You have a lot of options. And I just want to give you a few options to show you the kind of suppers. It's not an exhaustive list. It means there are more options. Are you here? More ways that you can win people. The first one, this is the supper you are preparing. One-on-one. The one-on-one method. This is the method that Jesus used. In Matthew, you can see them talking one-on-one. But you are bringing me the picture I asked you to take out. Yes, this is a good one. One-on-one. Just one person talking to one person. The Bible says in Matthew 4, verse 18 to 22, Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. When you are doing your one-on-one, you need a message that will work. And that is why the book that you have just laid hands on is a good one. Only that when you are doing the one-on-one, you are not likely to share all the points. In fact, even on the crusade grounds, you are not likely to share. How many points did you have in the message you shared, Bishop Freddie? No, I know, but how many do you have? How many are in the chapter? Six. Yeah. Six in the chapter. But you see that he got to a point and he stopped. But it was enough. Are you with me? And when you are doing the one-on-one, sometimes you will not even get that far. Sometimes just two of the points. But you must know the message that you are going with. Otherwise, you will just be going, just stay with the picture, Master. You'll just be going and saying, I came to share Christ with you. In the area where my church is, Ahuma Sonkwa, you are talking to very proud people. If you start this they'll just leave you and go. Already now, when you knock on the door, their shout is, who that? They have not even seen your face, Kra, who that? So already they are trying to intimidate you. So if you now come and you are coming with please, I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to tell you a certain story. By your fourth M, they are gone. They are gone. Are you in the house? You must decide. Even as you are deciding to go on the one-on-one, you must decide what you are going with. Remember that it is not baked in concrete. Sometimes when you get to the place, the Lord can change your message. Sometimes, say this time, just share your testimony. Just share your testimony. And even that one, some of us don't know how to share it until you practice it. You think you know how to share your testimony. But when you start to practice, you realize that... when I was 4 years old, the person said, I cannot wait for you to bring the story from when you are four. You are now 40. So you have to find a way to bonetofa visa, you know, something, but it's still powerful enough. The one-on-one method. Jesus used it. He recruited his crew of 12 by the one-on-one. Amen. There are some groupings of people, it's only one-on-one that will work. If you enter a Muslim area to share the gospel, never share it in groups. Never. It will bounce clearly. And you may even find yourself in a difficult place where they are now asking you questions you cannot answer. And the thing will now become a whole debate and you have wasted your time. But the one-on-one, it will work. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Our second method, we spoke about it briefly today. I like to call it the Holy Ghost method. And I'm calling it the Holy Ghost method because when we were reading the story of Philip in Acts chapter 8, he got to a place where he got a direct instruction. Go and join yourself to this man. And it was as he went, they are trying to show you Philip talking to the man in his chariot. Are you here? And sometimes when those things happen, that's your blessing. You may be in your office and the Lord is saying, talk to this person and share Christ with this person who is in your office. You may think that it will not work. And often when he does and you speak, you begin to see that something is working. Hallelujah. Was Philip successful or not? He was so successful. And you see, he was so successful. And he was able to even, it's like going to sit in somebody's Rolls Royce. The person says, come and join. Come and join. And he climbs in and he shares the gospel with the person. And the man believes so much so that he said, look, there's water. Please baptize me. Please baptize. And because the Holy Ghost was behind it, the Holy Ghost is behind any evangelism that you do anyway. But in this case, you see that he was very tangible and he was very present. And you see that that was the entrance of the gospel into Africa. A whole continent was touched. Hallelujah. Are you with me so far? We are just looking at different suppers. Amen. The next one, I like to call it the mini crusade method. The mini crusade method. Why are we calling it mini? Because it's small in size. The mini crusade method. Any believer can do a mini crusade. I just need to say, however, that as we are talking about these things in church, I need you to know that you must also bring it to your pastor. This is what we intend to do. The choir, we are going. Or an individual comes to say, that pastor, I want to witness at my end. Whose pictures are these, please? I can't see who is there. Bishop Freddy, is it you? Okay, all right. Oh, you can give us a few slides so that we will enjoy them. Where are the ones of people who are not pastors? This is the young man who has been, let me see, who's that? Thames. Okay. That's an usher. He's an usher. And he's busy preaching. Just somebody in the church. Who is this one? The photographer there, that's him preaching. Are you there? The fact that you are doing video doesn't mean that you shouldn't preach. Are you there? This one is an outreach on a campus. That's one of the young lawyers in the church. And she went to preach. In fact, at the time when she was preaching, she had broken her foot. Her foot is in POP and she's standing there. She was kneeling there preaching. Yeah. Just somebody in the church. Young lady, stop looking for excuses. So. Turn to the nearest young lady and say, lady, we can do it. We're going. We can do it. We can do it. I told you that people like to hear it from a young, beautiful lady more than these big-boned men. Don't tell the men I said that. Please, who is this one? I can't see any faces. So, oh, this is Albert. Okay, move on. Move on. Okay, this is Hope or who? Tim's. Okay, that's my ashes. Go back, the picture behind. Okay. You just showed another picture of the crowd and now you've gone. Anyway, continue. I think it was even raining that night. Okay, move on. So these are mini crusades. Doesn't cost much money. It doesn't cost money. You just have to get yourself there. I believe we saw the setup from Bishop Freddy's thing. He's even blessed. He has a stand. Most of the time, we just carry a rechargeable speaker and put it there. And even as you can see, the light they were using, please go back to Albert's picture. He was using the street light. So we didn't. Because one of the problems with evangelism is that it is over-organized. You are organizing and organizing and organizing and organizing and raising funds and raising funds and raising funds until nothing happens. Nothing happens. This one, he just had that. How many young people did you have with you when you were going? You were 10. So just 10 people. There's a leader and 10 others. And they just went. Called people around. Made some dancers dance. And they began to preach the word of God. Do you remember how many souls were won that night? How many? What? 120 souls were won that night. I thought you put your hands together for the Lord. Are you there? All right. What else do you have to show? Just quickly go through it. I mean, just on the mini crusade. If you have any others, we've seen all these. Okay. All right. Great. Am I talking to some people? Are you getting encouraged that you can do something? Now, the next method, I have just given it a name. I like to call it the Zacchaeus method. Zacchaeus, the story of Zacchaeus is found in Luke chapter 19. Zacchaeus was somebody who badly wanted to see Jesus. And he ran ahead of the crowd and sat in the tree. The Bible says in verse 5, When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Are you seeing it? And when they saw it, they murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. You can see that as soon as Zacchaeus came down, they went to his house. Your house is a very good place to win souls. Your house, very, very good place to win souls. Are you there? There are some eager people who want to talk to you. And when you befriend them, you go to their house or you bring them to your house. Either way, and you share with them, they will receive Christ. Are you in the house? Turn to your neighbor and say, a private visit. It can work. Private visit. And you see, this one works very well with people who are coming from places where they don't do a lot of things publicly. They don't do it publicly. So when you draw them aside, sometimes it's even just at a canteen table. You just sit together. You say, oh, let's have lunch together tomorrow. And you go and sit at the place together. And you start to share. Let me give you a few more examples. The bus evangelism method. Bus evangelism. The reason why so many quacks are evangelizing and they're just talking about money is that the real believers have stopped doing it. Who is preaching here? Yeah, I don't remember who is. Somebody texted me one time. She was on her way down to Accra. And she texted me, said, Mommy, I feel like preaching in the bus. I said, Charlie, ask the driver's permission. Stand there and preach. We have left it for the charlatans to do. And that's why now they'll come and stand there. And they'll say, oh, let's pray. Then we pray. You think that they are coming to preach, oh. Before you are, when then they have removed some powder. The reason is that we have stopped. That's how come they have the right that they have taken over. You see, they're okay. I mean, nature abhors a vacuum. If you leave it, somebody will take it. The same with the market preachers. One time I was listening to some guy in the market, 20 minutes he was just talking about money. That's how you should come and bless him. God will bless you. 20 minutes. For as long as I was listening, I didn't hear any word of God. But I couldn't be angry because I haven't gone to the market to preach. Are you there? Meanwhile, I remember in the Kolegono Cathedral, when the largest ministry were the Ashes, and it was from Bas Ministry. They used to climb up. Yeah, Apostle Dodo was their leader. And they would climb onto the buses on a certain day and just witness. And the souls that they won, they brought them to the church and they added them to the usher body. And they were a lot. Are you getting some ideas in your mind? Yeah. Hallelujah. The bus method. You can even write the market method. It's all the same thing. The next one, dance outreach. Do you know that we like dancing, Pa? Ghanaians, we like dancing a lot. We really like dancing. So anywhere that dancers gather, there will be a gathering. I remember one year, I just said that, look, young people are home. Anytime you see young people at home, it means trouble. Trouble has come. So, we decided to go and crash a pool party. When we got there, we heard that there was a dance competition. So, we also enrolled in the dance competition. And we entered the place. Hey, it was one of my saddest days. As we entered, these were, in fact, it was after we entered that we realized they were JSS children. And it was a dance, whatever. So we entered. I tell you, It was a program organized by Vodafone. The dancing was so profane that at a point the MC, who is an unbeliever, picked the microphone and said, "We don't do that here." Hey, young people, they must have been around 13 years, 12, 13, I don't know, something like that. Hey, are you there? So we entered the dance because we needed a camouflage. So while they were dancing, the rest of us were just walking and talking to these children one-on-one. And at a point, I turned and I saw some two pot-bellied men. And I asked my people, "Who are these two pot-bellied men?" They said, "These are the vultures. They are waiting. They are just going to see which girls are available." Oh, yeah. Serious. Are you there? So while the dance battle was going, you'll be dancing. Then we were talking. And then we invited them the next Saturday to our place where we do our rehearsal for dance. And that's where we got a good opportunity to share the gospel with all of them together. Are you in the house tonight? The dance method. If you are a dancer in the house, God has given you a gift that can be used. Amen. Hey, the church has become quiet again. Oh. Pastors, you have to wake up, because some of you... Okay. How many of you are pastors? Just wave at me. Yeah, pastor in the house, just wave at me. Good. Let's do a check. How many of you have a Facebook page? Let me see your hand. Okay. How many of you have an Instagram page? Ajay. How many of you have Snapchat? Okay. You see, only one. Twitter. Amy, I don't like such things. I also don't like such things. But the young people that you want to deal with, that's where they are. I discovered that two of my dancers were almost celebrities on Instagram. And I called them and I said, "Hey, you are dancing here. There's something wrong with you. You are a celebrity and you are just dancing and collecting fans. You have not used it to preach the gospel. You better correct it before I catch you the next time." That's why I'm there. Recently, I also downloaded Snapchat. Hey, I shouldn't have said it for them to hear. Hey! They taught me how to go on. Have you seen that on WhatsApp? You have a status. They taught me how to go on WhatsApp status visitation. You just go there. You will know those who are depressed, those who are brokenhearted, those who are fornicating, those who are... You will know all. Yeah. And when they find out that you are there, they will block you. No problem. I'll get somebody else. I thought you said you want to win souls. I'm showing you where the souls are. This is our clean well. They don't come here. This is not where they are. Hey, are you in the church? Yeah. So I found out that those dancers, I said, "Hey, you have followers like this and you have not won them to Christ. Don't let me pray a prayer against you." I was not asking them to get off. I said, "Use it." Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Use it. The dance method. And that's why I'm saying that I know sometimes it's difficult to get used to it when you have a mind. And the mind says that this is wrong. But I just want to remind you that there was a time. Brother, drama, can you give me a reggae beat? Reggae beat. I am under the rock.
I am under the rock. The rock is higher than I. Jehovah hides me under the rock. Go tell my enemies I am under the rock. Jehovah hides me, I see under the rock.
It's normal.
Is it not normal? Uh-huh. I was younger when they said it's from Satan. Oh, you are quiet now. Because you are used to fire, fire, fire. Fire fall on me. Fire, fire, fire. Fire fall on me. On the day of Pentecost, the fire fall on me. On the day of Pentecost, the fire fall on me. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, because I got to see my Jesus someday. Goodbye world, I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin, I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind for God's will. George, okay, okay, all right. Normal. But we said it was from Satan. In fact, the church used to have pipe organs. So when the electric organ came out, they said Satan. And that's exactly what we are also doing now. When we hear the reggae guys speaking, the rappers speaking, we say Satan. Mashama Tokeba. Are you in the house or are not there? Yeah. It's exactly the same thing. Today, it's normal. Because understanding has come that no, it's not the equipment. The harp that David used, it's not the harp that was holy. It was the player who was holy. It was not the harp. You can bring a harp and let a Satanist play it. Demons will fly. Yeah. It is the player. Some of me, when I see my rappers, you know, I make them write the words so that people like me, we can read the words. Oh, they have done raps. They came to rap about tithing in the church. They came to rap about Holy Ghost baptism in the church. They came to rap about salvation in the church. I don't have a problem. Oh, you have a problem? I don't have a problem. So I just put the words there for people like me who cannot really, the thing is too fast. You will stop what you are doing, and yeah, it's not working. Yeah. The next one, drama outreaches. You know, that's the other thing that we really like. Drama outreach. If there's a short drama that is done, people will gather and you will get a chance to preach. Drama outreach. So this is a drama outreach that was being acted, and you can see people have come to stand. Now, what normally happens is that you wouldn't have enough microphones to go around. So usually there's somebody who is telling the story and the others are acting. So it's just one microphone and the person is speaking in the language that the people can understand, and then they are doing the drama there. And as you can see, people gather. We really like drama in this our nation. Oh, you didn't know? I'm sure you know, yeah. People will flow with you, pa. And it also makes your preaching easier. Amen. Next one, radio and TV outreach. Radio and TV outreach. This is because it covers a wider area. I'm sure you've heard the preaching that goes on the radio, and you might decide that you are going to do something. Next one, dawn broadcast. Okay, these are some pictures of people using the TV and using the radio. Wow. I need to add that for those of you who are in certain areas where they have information centers, you can use the information center. And you can preach cry. Preach cry. Your preaching is far better than what they are saying there. Hey! Ah, true or not true? Far better. Far better. Yeah. The next one, dawn broadcast. Dawn broadcast. The dawn broadcast, early in the morning, you see she has her megaphone
and she's just going to preach. It's still dark, day has not yet broken. Some people do it when day has broken, but it's better when day has not broken, because people, you see, when you are just about to wake up, you are in a sober mood. Yeah, so you are likely to listen. As day breaks, people start to move around, so they are not listening quite as much. And that one, you can do it with a megaphone. Of course, you can also use your rechargeable speaker and your microphone as well. But the megaphones are all over the place. All you need are batteries, and you're able to just rechargeable batteries, cry even there. So you don't have to buy all the time. Just charge them and use them. The last example or the last method I have here is the breakfast meeting. Breakfast meetings can be organized to any standard that you want. What do I mean by that? You can have a breakfast meeting that's just one table, yourself and a few people. You can also have a breakfast meeting where you come into your church hall like this one and you put some tables. The only thing is that it costs money to put the tables down. So you decide what level you want it to be. You can also change this, your hall, into a restaurant, just by changing the look. So it depends on who you want to reach, how many people you want to reach, but it's a very good method as well, where people gather to eat, but the word of God comes before they eat. And again, as for now, dear, you know what to preach. So that one. The breakfast meeting method was actually popularized by the Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship. And it was very, very effective. I don't know about now, but when they came, for the first 10 or so years, they were the means by which a lot of, if forgive me for using the word, big men, people who wouldn't have come to our ordinary crusades and things, that's how they received Christ. Yeah. Because it would be one boss inviting his colleague boss or his colleague at work. And it was so effective. And they used a method where the people who used to come to share were not necessarily pastors, but they were people who had a powerful testimony. And the people would come and they would share the testimony, and then they would give an altar call. And they just won souls. They are still on it. Maybe now we don't hear as much about them, but they and Women Aglow were very, very instrumental in the winning of a certain category of people. And these are all methods. Find the one that will work for you. Amen? Find the one that will work for you. This was a breakfast meeting that was held in my church. How many pictures do you have there? This is one of the pastors. I'm not, you see, pastor, you are not a blow man. Everything cannot rest on you. Hey. Who was it who said there's Rambo? And when you don't have assistant, it was Bishop Freddy. Yeah. This one, you see, if you allow the people to do it, you have far more evangelism. Bishop Freddy told us while he's here, somebody is having a crusade. I think how many? Two people? Two crusades are going on. The only thing is that the pastor must know about it. Because it is because people can be very funny. I want to do my crusade. It's me, Kwakotima. Sorry. Please, that's not what your pastor to do. Win the souls and bring them to church. Hallelujah. Is it working? Prepare a good supper. A great supper. After I finish showing the pictures, you feel like visiting my church. I know. No, true or false? Yeah. So your church too. That's exactly how they'll feel like coming. The young people want to come. Older people are won by different methods. The older people, the one-on-ones, breakfast meeting, let's just go and eat something. Those are the methods that will work. But the young people, they are the ones whose ears are more open and they are faster. And you need to win them. The empty church that you have is a sign. When I say empty, if your church is 26, it's empty. If it is 40, it's empty. But they are young people, so now you have to find them. What will help me to get these people? Then you prepare a supper for them. Am I talking to some people tonight? You prepare a supper for them. How you are going to reach these people? And it will work. And when they are young, they are easier to win than when they get older. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to bring my preaching to an end. I never even really started my message, but my time is up. Tomorrow will continue. That I so much wanted to share this because I really want to convince you, or I am praying that you be convicted in your heart that you can do something. Amen. That you can do something. Yourself alone, yourself and some friends, yourself and those in your group, yourself, and just tell, Pastor, we would like to do, Bishop, we want to do something. Is this a date, a good date? And then, that's it. Are you in the house? None of them has brought me a bill. The breakfast meeting, they sorted it out. This person brought this, this one brought this, this one brought that, this one brought that. Or you go and see the neighborhood wache seller. Hey, wache, how much wache is good for a person? Now this mood the deal. Hey, Reverend said, it's plenty. Ghana for breakfast, they have 3 cities. You are not trying to fill the stomach. It's just something to, you know. So if it's 2 cities for 50 people, that's 100 cities. 100 cities worth of watch. And then you put your monies together and you share the word of God. And then you share a meal. Take down their names, phone numbers, and you have done an outreach. Hallelujah. Is it working? Tomorrow, I know that Bishop Freddy will share a little bit on, after you have won the soul, what to do with them, how to retain them in church. We'll see what else happens tomorrow. But yeah, I want you to stand to your feet tonight, and I want you to just pray. Many of you are workers in the church. You want to commit what you do in church to the Lord, and you want to ask the Lord to help you. You want to ask the Lord to help you. To help you to do it well, to help you to make a great supper, so that your food will always be eaten. People will want to come. Lift up your voice and pray for a few minutes tonight. Just pray about what you are going to do. Just pray about what you are going to do. Makandolo brosima shande. Mekandolo brosa mataya mama sanda. Mika brasa mashandolo broseketanda. Mendolo boboyanda la mama. Rima sandola broshinda la baba, me kanda la baba la baba, me kanda la baba la baba, shima sandala ba, rima tanda la baba la baba. Oh yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord. Menda la brasanda la baba, shika tayanda, reba sandala mama. Oh Jesus, Father, thank you so much for your help. Thank you for showing us how to make a great supper. I pray that souls will be saved and brought into the church by the different things that we'll do. Help us to open our hearts to be able to reach out to unbelievers and to draw them unto you. Thank you for the privilege of being your servants. We give you praise. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. All the saints shall say amen. You want